In 2012, U.S. Senator Scott Brown and challenger Elizabeth Warren signed a so-called People's Pledge. Many were dubious that this pact would hold up, given the high national stakes. But it did, according to a new study by Common Cause Massachusetts. Pam Wilmont, the director of Common Cause, says the study shows the People's Pledge was incredibly effective.
The People's Pledge significantly reduced outside money. It significantly reduced negative advertising. It limited dark or secret money in our elections. And it boosted the role of small donors.
The study compared the 2012 Senate race in Massachusetts to three other competitive 2012 Senate races in Virginia, Ohio, and Wisconsin. It found in the other states, without the pledge, upwards of 80% of all TV ads were negative, as opposed to Massachusetts, where 36% of the ads were negative. Tyler Creighton, the author of the study, says the People's Pledge also reduced spending by outside groups.
While all of these races had, $80 million plus spent in them, in Virginia, Wisconsin, and Ohio, over 50% of that money was spent by these outside groups that aren't subject to disclosure requirements at all times, aren't subject to strict contribution limits that allow wealthy donors to really dominate the dialogue. And in Massachusetts, there was only about 9% of the total money was from these outside groups.
Just seconds after Ed Markey won the Democratic nomination, he hammered Gomez to sign the People's Pledge.
I want him to sign the pledge the same way that Scott Brown signed the pledge with Elizabeth Warren.
But Gomez says he absolutely will not sign it.
I've been clear from day one. I will only take one pledge, and it's the pledge I took when I was a naval officer, and that's to protect, defend the Constitution of the United States.
Tufts political science professor Jeff Berry says it's not to Gomez's advantage to sign the pledge.
He is quite a bit behind Markey in his capacity to raise money on his own, and the race is very short, and he needs money, large amounts of money, very quickly. And outside groups can spend unlimited amounts, whereas individual contributions that come to him under his candidate committee are restricted in amount.
Ed Markey has a lot more money than Gabriel Gomez does at this point. As of April 10th, Markey had $4.6 million of cash on hand, and Gomez had $500,000. But the question is, will the national Republican players decide to invest in Gomez's candidacy? Pam Wilmont says if they do, and the candidates don't sign the pledge, voters should beware.
Big donors are going to be putting a lot more money in our elections, and that means they're going to have a lot more chits to call in once one of these candidates is elected.
Wilmont says that's the big problem. It isn't just the election, but what happens after the election. And the People's Pledge, she says, is the best way right now to limit big money in politics. At the State House, I'm Sarah Birnbaum, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.